Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 149 and we're at Tom Clare's dinner. Well, we're at the markets in Altrincham and none of the people I'm with want to do this, but I've forced them into it over a pint. So I'm going to go on a tangent. Before, we were just talking about the ideal job, and Steve just went, he wants to be the bloke cutting grass in the fields behind his house because he looks so happy. I want to be Prince Charles because... over many things.
Hear me out.
So I've mentioned about his medals before. So in a weird universe, I watched a very poncy car drive a hat a few hundred yards. Now, that wasn't bizarre enough, he came out with these medals. So I looked, I thought, I'll investigate what these medals are, because that fucker has done less than me. And it went, one of them is... the badge of the New Zealand 1999 commemoration medal. Yeah. So that's not a real thing. That's not a real thing, is it? So he's wearing... I want to be Prince Charles and love a life. I was laughing earlier that we did a podcast about 2 years ago, and on it we were in one of those, the bars in the Northern Quarter, and John actually ordered a beetroot pie. Right, on United, I didn't go to the Youth Cup, I was gutted, but circumstances with this, family couldn't do it, really gutted, but few of you were there. Great to see, great to see all the families and the kids. Excitement, a buzz, not just like Nick Cox, what he said afterwards about having we develop, you know, United youngsters into realising the United way. So please don't lose it like all the rest have. But it did get me thinking that I think it's not going to happen, as I said to Michael, that we should have 100,000 Old Trafford, build it, and it'll change the, you know, the whole thing. It's about time it changed. Get kids in for a quid. The desperation to bring on families on the, you know, for cheap ticket prices, and it made me.
Can I say something?
Sorry. Yes.
Sorry. You think United might want to let kids in for a pound? When me, as an old age pensioner, for this season, they've been trying to ask me for my ticket back. Yeah, they keep asking me, "Can we have your ticket?" Why do they want my ticket? Because I pay £380. He sits next to me. His is about 850, 890.
I don't pay it.
So that's what... And I don't go to the mega store and I don't pay loads of money out. And that's the thing.
No, but it's the theory over... What, so,
the
reality of United...
There's still a £1 ticket somewhere.
No, but the reality of United is we know it's broken. But why do we keep doing this? Because we dream that there will be a better time ahead of us. So what United should be doing, but not what they will. The concession thing, how are you here? Right, I thought... But it's the theory and reality of what United are. They should be doing this, but they're chasing you because they want you bin. The concession thing is a disgrace.
And the thing is, why do they want the money? Money, why did they want my money?
Well, they haven't. That's the thing, they're desperate for it because they lose money in America, but tanks it. But it was nice in a season that we've had such a disaster. Sorry, Dave. No, but what I'm saying is there's the theory and the reality. I had, don't spoil the dream after a shit season. I just had a little dream now. What they should be doing, not what they will be doing. We know it's broke, but there was a little bit of hope. All these people wanting to take their kids, wanting to take their families, wanting to go. It made me think, I better run United. And again, going back, we know that that has complications because I don't want to state sports washing. But we should have 100,000 Old Trafford because we'd fill it. We would fill it. And it doesn't matter if it's a Monday night game again.
One of the funny things is about how they... try and placate supporters, and it was like that thing where the second protest was the first protest, they just ignored it, not that bothered, don't know if it's going to come off, this 1958 stuff. Second protest, suddenly United are briefing Twitter and this, that and the other, that they've got some architects to look at rebuilding the stadium. And do you know who it is? It's the architects who did Tottenham's ground. Well, fuck me, I'd have got them, I'm an idiot, and I'd have got them in about 3 years ago, because you know they've just built one of them. I mean, how is that good?
There was an iota of hope. You were all there. that, God, the thing that's been spoiled all season, the thing that we've moaned about, we didn't have that. We had players who were caring, players, and let us hope. I have a little bit of hope that Ten Hag's arriving, there's players leaving. I know the ultimately it's screwed. I will, but after like Brighton and such an abysmal period, I've made loads of notes, so I'm going to go through these and then go to you. But what the Brighton, I was to know that I met someone, again, I didn't go, and it's been an abysmal season for me for a while, but that I met someone that morning, I took Albert to a book reading, and they said, how are you going to do later? And I said, we're going to get absolutely stuffed. And he went with surprise, what, United are going to get stuffed? Oh, 100% Brighton are going to do us today, and it's going to be bad. Well, how do you know? Because our players do not give a shit. And it unfolded, and to know that underlying sadness, you can see how a game is going to unfold beforehand. And the fact that repeatedly, be it Brentford, be it Brighton, you look at teams and go, three or four of them would get in our side. No, I'm not, I'd sign the bloody left back straight away. I've watched him a few times this season. And I'm almost at the point where I say, we need a striker, we need a defensive midfielder. But I think wing backs, both sides, are the biggest thing we need to sign ahead of anyone, because we are so, so bad. And this United could break any player. And Nick, I said I'm going to bring up a controversial. Do you know, under Glazenomics, and we're not going to have much money to spend.
Exactly this week, and he said, I would sign
Ollie Watkins as a striker, because he's 25, he's better than what you have, and where we are, don't start throwing Kane.
What you have is not a transfer philosophy. Then going, oh,
it's
Ollie
slow improvements, because that is where United are.
That's if not a we slow don't,
well, where are we going next season? What are our ultimate?
We're not going to sign it.
Well, I think we should. And I think we should go wing backs ahead of a defensive midfielder. Sorry, people. Right. Has anyone been on the tram to Old Trafford? Because there's a, when you go into the tram, there's a This Is Anfield sign on one of the flats, and it's wound me up all season. And ultimately, we might traverse a lot of things, but it's Mental Health Awareness Week. And I've been thinking, despite all the rants and all the things we've said this season, I think, and you know I have anxiety, I am ultimately better the last year because United are here. So for all of the ranting, I think my health is better because of all of this. So there is a purpose. Why do we do it? What do we do it for?
Do you think that's just because you've come sort of used to, of your expectations are lowered, or...
I thought we were going to get stuffed by Brighton. That sound like, no, but I'm being honest.
Can I ask that? Is that fair enough? I'm the youngest person that does this. So I'm only 33, so I will say, you could go, oh, well, you have been on success, this, that, and the other, and that's fair. Yeah, fair enough, all right. But still, but my point is, though, is that have you ever felt that low? Because, like, to turn around, I think you're going to get stuffed off Brighton.
Yeah, worse than the 80s. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's what I don't, because I never
thought. This is worse than like the 70s, the 80s, whatever. Because in those days, there was at least some hope, yeah? You felt there was always good. I remember when we went down a division, when we were relegated, you always felt, because of the team, it was a bit excited, there were all these young lads. And at the moment, this year, the thing for me, two things. One is I'm not sure I have much hope, but the other thing is it's been dull.
Hang on, I don't think that's what Barney said, because what he said was, I'm just glad to have him back after everything we went through with COVID and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, but we have
the chance. And it's what I always say to you. Actually, no, hang on, I agree with you that you know, success. No, it's the worst that we've seen forever. But when people say to you, oh, I bet you're really pissed off you went all that way. No. I'd rather be at the match than anywhere else on Earth.
But this is another note. That after Arsenal, there's the proper United account, and Dave's part of it, who's a great lad. And I met about six or seven people before I sold, and we got stuff, and he was, you know, through thick and thin. And I think there's seven different attitudes we can all have, which is what is great about United. You can have, this is what we're here for when we're back, to support them. Or you can have the one of, this is a disgrace. We've got owners taking X amount of money.
Or it's a bit of everything. I saw you at Arsenal. I love seeing you at Arsenal. I had a drink at Arsenal. I saw one of my best friends for hours because he drove, and I don't get a chance to sit with him for that long. So, yeah,
I'd rather have a lift.
How do you align all the different views that we've got to create a cohesive? Because after after the protest after it was Brentford on the Monday, I felt more flat on the Tuesday. That now this is not, you know, everyone's got different ways of doing United, but ultimately I thought I walked out. And in a dead rubber game, in the worst season that all of us can remember, we couldn't muster enough people to send a little message to them. And I felt quite flat. And that's not a dig, but it's saying how they went that night and the next week going, yeah, you know, carry on.
I'm taking over, but I'm going to say my piece, because I messaged someone that night who I know is very pro 1958. And I find it dead hard. I take my lad to games now, and you're saying to him, you know, we stayed out for the first 15 minutes, but we were inside because I don't want him to get shoved and pushed and all of that. And so we went in, but we didn't go to our seats. And I'm trying to educate him, but ultimately, he's got to fall in love with the club. And it's a really difficult thing for me. I was there in 2005. I was fucking flash mobbing Vodafone and whatever else people did. I've been to them all, but now I'm finding it harder, which is what you said about it's time other people took over.
Yeah.
It's time the 25-year-old lads took this. And I'll be there. I'm with them, but
if we couldn't
got all
even
that
with...
different...
You mean 25-year-old lads need to take it over? I'm not sure what you mean.
To take over the protest, to take over the fan. Because ultimately, people like me are bringing the kids, and yeah, I'm going to buy wine gums in the ground because he's moaning about wine gums, and that makes me a glazer knobhead, and fine. But I've got to my point where I've done it all and didn't buy anything in the ground for years and years and years. And in fairness, Eric gets most of it free because he's cute.
We've had this discussion. I think what we've got to decide is what, at the end, what are you protesting about? The Glazers. But how are you going to get rid of them? You're not, are you? You're not going to get rid of them. Because you can do as many fucking not going in for 17 minutes, but you're still buying your season ticket. Yeah? You're still got your season ticket. You're still buying your pints. Yeah? Even though they're only £3 where the Red Army is, and we have to pay £5 for a cab.
No, but the point is, you can't keep saying, let's not do anything.
We've got to be really clear about what it is that's going to have an effect, but there's thousands like me who haven't done it, still cannot give up the season, and that we're part of the Glazers. It's to do with my club.
But if we stand up and say we love United 8 Glazers,
then why should they? It's like when they all went off and formed FC United of Manchester. Why should I go to another club? This is my club.
No, I get that.
Do you know what? Fucking 500 listeners. He's only got fucking.
No, my dad's actually. In 2005, I remember having these conversations with my dad, who's probably a similar age to you.
Yeah, they're arseholes, aren't they?
Yeah, it's Friday, so we have chippy on a Friday. Yeah, yeah. Fancy a Chinese, Dad? No. Fucking Friday, have a chippy.
Yeah. You've got to have some consistency in life.
And to be fair, it's hard as fuck, so I'm hard. I'll have a chippy.
United is the switch off valve, so why should it be involved? But if we accept what they're doing to this football club repeatedly, we'll know in 2 weeks' time the next sets of figures are out, and they haven't yet announced, which they usually do in January. They take the next set of dividends, start working on the debt, and then we can start, then all of it makes sense. But there's also disappointment, because there's a lot of good people, and I know people go, oh, you all need off again on the fan advisory board, but I do find it quite startling. We didn't even know they met. We have no idea what was discussed. There's no minutes. There's nothing that we know that came on. So the fan advisory, well, none of us are getting advised, so it just seems like nothing's going to change.
Does anybody seek your view? That's what I want. Nobody's asked me yet.
Well, the thing I want is pay the debt off. stop the dividends and pay the debt off.
We were talking like...
Leave nothing on United. When they've gone, these leeches, I want not as, I want a zero. I don't want that debt passed on the sale figure. So the next set... And it will be an excess.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Leeches and horrible people.
That's the problem is we're in it.
But people are proclaiming Jim Ratcliffe as a thing. And Chelsea, the Chelsea sale has told the Glazers that United is now worth £6.5 billion. And I've got two pieces of gossip. But one, it is probably worth that. And the other is that United are hinting that they made a massive mistake with Ralph. So if we were, sorry people to veer over that. And I will go, Nick calls him a fraud. Not fraud, that's a bit disservice to Nick. But Ralph has, his football is so underwhelming. His football, and I think he has tried to bang heads, but this thing that I see a lot of people saying he's the greatest thing's happened to us since Fergie, and I totally disagree with that. Because they've ignored him. The point is, no, in terms of what he's telling,
being honest.
Because he's being honest. But they're not listening. All the things that they're doing, Murta is doing it, not because of Ralph. He was going to do that anyway. So the club realised they made a massive mistake with Ralph, is the hint that I've got of someone.
Taking it probably away from where you want to, Barney, but in terms of your feeling in Murta, I know you mentioned him the other day, but... stuff coming out, top red.
I know.
Fucking hell, I shouldn't say that anymore. Big United fan who has revolutionised the academy and everything else. So, is he worth getting behind people saying we don't, you know?
Well, he's working his bollocks off, and people who know him, the Bernard Red side. And again, it is. I am very cynical about Richard Arnold, but you have to give him a chance. But I find, like, you had the shit show of this season, you had everything that's going on, you had the fact that my recent satisfactions about United have come from other teams' results. City getting knocked out of the Champions League, the fact that hopefully Liverpool aren't going to win the quadruple in league. My satisfactions are coming. That I'm not even watching the games, but I'm going, City got knocked out. Phew. That is where I'm at as a United fan. Such a low feeling. That,
but you're not on your own because everyone else is on
but it's a horrible... I do have a little bit of hope because there's players leaving, but I looked at the celebrations of Ajax and Van der Sar did his speech and he went, I thought you were a weird man, and I thought, hang on, what's that on about? What does they know that we don't? And then the second I saw the utter joy as the players lifted him up, and I thought, we will break him. We will break that.
Yeah. But he'll go balder.
It's impossible to trust
him. Throw it out through his mouth.
It's not like this season. I remember, like, as a kid, like, going on holiday and, like, seeing the newspapers in the shops. And I remember seeing Klinsmann on the back when Spurs signed him. I thought, that's fucking massive, that. As I'm older, I try to have a complete break from football in the summer and just not... I don't pay any attention to gossip. I don't watch anything. I don't read anything.
Yeah, but I'm trying to have a break during the fucking football.
But the point I'm trying to make is this season is that I don't necessarily care who we sign. I just want... loads of them gone this year. I just want a clear out. If we start with 11 players from the academy, I'd be quite happy with that.
What about Jesse Lingard not getting a send off then? Should be a bad one.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Fuck me. I mean, come on. They played one match on his birthday, didn't they? Because it was his birthday.
Yeah, that's the thing with Ralph also, like, you know, that he's been repeatedly playing players who are off who don't want to be here.
What was the point in playing Matic?
My dad's like a footballer. He'll watch absolutely everything. He was going on about I was following the Youth Cup final via like text and Twitter and stuff the other day, and my dad looks after my little girl on a Thursday, and he was going on about Warren Joyce and what a job he's done at Forest, and he played football. My dad's quite a high level when he was younger, and he's sort of invested in watching the youth games and stuff. And he was saying about that, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, is it Garaccio? He said he looks like he's going to be a player.
What's it called?
Garaccio.
The one who came on the other day,
he said he looks good. And we've named a few players. He was naming a few from Forest that Warren Joyce has brought through.
No, but that's, you've got to always have hope as a football fan. But it was so bad at Brighton that some in WhatsApp groups were going, this is almost, I'm laughing at it. And I thought, that is so bad.
Brighton.
That we're such a low position, that you almost have to have a gallows. This is so bad. They deserve five or six against them because they don't care. A Manchester United team. But we're repeating the same thing
season,
from a month ago.
Our season was over in January. And everything you watch, it's like you get beat off Liverpool, you're upset, you're angry, but you sort of expect it. Brighton, though, for me, it's just, I think it's the first time in about 4, 5, 6 months that I'm shouting and abusing the telly just because it's an absolute
it's a disgrace. And the people, like I say, the people who've gone down there, repeating myself again, that have paid loads of money, who are demanded by a club that doesn't care about them, you have to show to pick up your ticket to watch that. They should have refunded everyone. They should have refunded them. And it will go back to what you said last time, that you are finding things that are other things to do.
To do on a match day.
And, but what I'm finding is, I'm finding more enjoyable things in my life than United. Not that I still miss it. What's everyone doing? Where is everyone? I prefer Stanley Tucci in Italy. That programme has given me more enjoyment than United. Gardening. The young me would have gone, what the fuck are you on about? Gardening has given me more enjoyment. I would say there are red wine, of course, has given me more enjoyment. 100 things. And I actually, when I was a few years ago, international weeks, not another international, I embrace international weeks because they're fucking, we cannot lose and get stuff during them.
So you can get your cornflowers already.
I have to say, Barry, this is probably the worst thing I've ever said in public, but Stanley Tucci's made me look at courgettes in a whole different light.
But that is, how very sad special. Is that? Yeah. That I put Stanley Tucci on to soothe me after Brighton.
It sounds like I said before, we've done his Stanley Tucci.
Well, fucking call him anyway.
Sign him.
Which
is Nick
Pope,
Viv.
Yeah.
Celebrity spot.
What do you make of it, Viv? United.
Fucking no wonder I never made it at fucking 5'9".
Nick.
You have to say your bit on United now.
We signed it.
Neither of any of us have just sat there and got along with that.
I'm speechless at the moment.
The background was printed, but the actual token.
But they had the token.
Yeah, of course it's real.
Management.
Your son is very down on that.
Oh yeah, it was a bad choice. I agree, it was a bad choice. I think Ole should have been given till the end of the season because I do because it's not. It wasn't his fault. And I think the fact that Ralph didn't do any better is proof of that.
I think
the dressing room is
just. Yeah, all they would have done a better
nobody
job than what Ralph's done.
Nobody could have done it. Yeah.
Of course he would have done. Of course he would have. But he's still shot in.
When the cycle starts again, though,
I said as a short term fix, that's your answer.
Conte's never going to be a short term fix, is he?
He's never a long term fix.
No, but he's not going to take like Randy.
Was a short term fix, so you might as well go for a short term fix.
Well, Conte's not going to do it for fucking 6 months and then say, alright, here I go.
For the money.
But if you're asked about it though, and you're the Glazers, and you think, well, fuck it, we'll just get him in on a short term fix and see how he does. We'll say we'll give him a 3-year deal and we can fucking pay him off.
Should have given him Fletcher till the end of the season.
You'd organise it. But the downside is still, it goes back to when we beat Spurs. That was the Conte derby, wasn't it? And if Spurs beat us, Ringo keeps the job and we get Conte.
Can I just add also, please let City sign Potter.
Oh, fucking right.
To see.
Absolutely.
There wasn't, like, but we all put out there to scare United into another daft offer. Everyone I spoke to went,
off he
fits. Please, it could break them.
City won't sign him, they're too sensible to sign him. I don't think they'll sign him.
Can you imagine Pep fighting with Pogba on the side of the pitch?
I hope he fucking does.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. Ben, anything to add or?
Well, I think Steve said just before the season was over in January. That's probably probably being generous. That's being generous, really. It was over in December.
Like the Middlesbrough game.
Yeah, it was the Middlesbrough game. We never recovered from that Middlesbrough game.
It was over in Liverpool.
When we got knocked out of the cup, I remember going to that game and feeling up for it beforehand, thinking we've got a chance here, run to Wembley. And that was, but it just shows how mentally weak they are. Every time there's been a setback, Middlesbrough, Atletico Madrid, they've never recovered from any of those setbacks. Like, Atletico, they had 10 days to then play Leicester. And I know we can sit around this table and say, we're not that bothered about finishing fourth, you know, it's not what we should be aiming for. But as professionals, they should be bothered about it. They should have come back, beaten Leicester, beaten Everton. You look how bad everyone else, I mean, Arsenal and Tottenham have lost 12, 13 games, something like that. So it's been a disaster, but I'm kind of like, I've got this zen feeling at the moment, it's over. I know we've still got to play Palace, but I've not got a ticket, it's not on the telly, so as far as I'm concerned, it's over now. And we can, you know, I'm quite excited about next season. I think, I like what, you know, everything I've read about him, I like, I think he's got the right profile because...
What did you say, Klopp?
Klopp?
He said Ten Hag, I think was the...
I think if you look at all the managers we've appointed since Ferguson, some of them were just wrong. You know, they didn't have the CV to warrant the job in the first place. And others, we've got them at the wrong stage in their career. And I think this guy, listen, it might not work out, but it looks to me like he's someone, he's on an upward trajectory. He's proved himself in a lesser league. To some extent, he's proved himself in Europe. And I, you know, I think he needs to be supported. Yeah.
Which is what they're saying already. Oh, we've all been met in Amsterdam on Thursday.
But hasn't that come from him though? And
that's what I mean. They've got to support him. If you want Frankie De Jong, if that's the person you want, we'll go out and get him. Not we'll go for this star name who won't fit in with what
I think.
But
United going out to see him the day after the Dutch title is clinched is probably the most forward thinking they've done in. No, I'm being serious.
But hasn't he organised that?
Yeah. I mean, boys, are you going to come and?
Ragnick saying, "Well, he's got my number. He needs to call me." Well, no, hang on.
He did an interview where he said he had to feel right. Like, well, so the farce of United saying, "Are you up for United? You know, are you good enough?" I hope he went. Well, are you good enough for me in an Eric style, the other Eric style way? But was like the overriding thing of a season of these, and I apologise, but you can't, as I keep saying, polish a turd, how bad and how sad and how destructive I felt about United, apart from the actual mates and the going there, because that has been worthwhile, is that Brighton did a thing, and I think in the, one of the halves, Brighton played 10 passes out the back, and you know when we do it and we shit ourselves, and Brighton played zip 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 and have got our Gegen depressing is fucking wonderful.
What?
But they did
Gegen depressing.
They did a zip passing to create an attack. Well, I watched and thought that is better than anything we have done out the back.
You know what that shows you is the difference a good coach can make. Yeah. Given time,
give it to Graham Potter till the end of the season.
I do think Harry though. I mean,
stay. You like Harry Potter, don't you, Steve? You do though, don't you? You like Charles.
I'm going to do a bargain and say buy the mag. I want his wealth.
Please support. We are still 48 short. As I say, like, this isn't, our costs are ridiculous for next season, but I want to stay in print. Anyone, it costs £6.80 to send one mag to Australia, so we're left with one lovely solitary
from Australia,
print,
fuck off.
Print subscriber.
I've never
Australia.
Seen so many stamps on a fucking envelope in your life.
So hard, and they don't even sell you the right amount of stamps.
Do you know what?
So
he'll
please
never,
support. The
do you know what he'll never say in this though? His poor wife and his poor 6-year-old son, 5-year-old son,
fucking stuffing letters.
They're the ones who were putting him in envelopes while he directs it.
Please, please support. The mag.
Yes. Child labour.
Albert loves it. He's going to take
poor
over
child labour by the mag.
That's what the mill owners you said. Like, 200 years
you ago. Like Harry Potter, don't you?
What, right. What do you mean I like Harry Potter?
You love the films.
I like the books.
Oh, you don't like the films.
I like the films, but sometimes...
They're not as good as the books.
You know, I get distracted after an hour and a half.
But there's a bit of hope, then. There has to be.
Well, well, you've got five. Well, I was going to say that.
That's not the hope, and what is.
But if, as you said last time, if the top is so badly broken, they'll screw him over. The E-Reds will be on his back. I think everyone here would say, write off next season, but as long as we see a bit of better football, we'll tolerate any shit, hopefully.
I don't think you have to write the season off.
There's no way that...
We're not winning anything.
We could win one of the cups. We could win the league, possibly, FA Cup.
But I think that's an interesting point.
But what I'm saying is... No, but this is the worst position any manager has faced since relegation. Right now.
But that might be a positive thing.
It will be in the long term, but... We cannot expect anything next season.
Well, Rangers are in the whatever fucking final. We can still get it. Rangers are in a European final. And my point would be, we fucking booed Van Gaal winning the FA Cup. We got rid of Mourinho months after winning the fucking Europa League to complete the lot, because we're too good for that. We're too good for the FA Cup, the Europa League. Give me that next season, I'd bite your hand off.
Yeah. I celebrate the league.
So, hopefully Liverpool are at the point of recording. Hopefully Liverpool only win the Carabao Cup, but we don't know. I would take that. My lads have never been to Wembley, and I want to take it.
I take the League Cups. Failure brings demand, right? Like the Youth Cup,
it's
you know.
With a trophy.
Failure brings a demand. So we'd celebrate the League Cup, but what do I think? What do I think with the squad that we're going to have and the rebuilding he needs? So let's not talk trophies. Let's talk. All I want to see is more attractive football, better football.
The problem is that if you fall into the Conference League, we're in at least the Europa League.
Then play the kids.
Play the kids. That's demanded because it's desperation. By fans, it is. Might not be by us at this table, but you can't tell us fans aren't listening. If you fall to your knees on Conference League, there is an expectation you are the best football club in that competition. You win that competition.
Well,
you
go out and you fucking win. You're going with the best football team. We're not.
It doesn't
matter. We are finishing sixth or seventh in a terrible Premier League.
I know that,
and
you know that. That's not the
point. But that's what I'm saying. So the club needs to hold firm. Ignore the E-Reds. Ignore this pressure that will come. Ignore what they do. What they've got to.
But they won't.
We have to. All I want to see is the best team. I don't want to see some football.
No, but the best team always win the league, I think.
Yeah.
I think
not the cups.
But the best team don't always win the cups.
I get that. We could fluke and scamper.
Apart from when Liverpool lost it by a point.
I would hope Ten Hag comes in and just goes, I am changing the whole.
I agree with you. That's what we're
ethos
for.
Of
change
place.
Sometimes takes a little bit of time it's to embed and to get the success. But if you get the success as well on the way through a scabby cup draw, you know, you get a really good cup draw and you get through and you get to Wembley. And I mean, we've talked a number of times about the Youth Cup. For me, taking Eric to that Youth Cup final—that's
your grandson.
Eric's the grandson, and he's never seen anything. He's never seen United win anything before, and to be at Old Trafford.
To be honest with you, see
them lift his cup and listen to Glory, Glory Man United.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. And it was
I think that's why 67,000
people
turned out.
And that's nothing to do, fuck the Glazers and all this. 67,000 people went to watch United youth team because they're Reds, and that's what we wanted to see, some success.
But that's what gave me hope. The families there, the kid, but also Nick Cox saying, and you hope eventually, don't do what Ed Woodward has done for 10 years, is Nick Cox's statement going, you know, we build these men, and the good, like we've got the Lee Lawrence interview in the Mag next season, he says they do instruct these kids coming through of a United way to behave, to be, and then somewhere along the way, these lot have fucked it, and not just these lot, for other, but it's like there is, we watched it, me and Albert, we've won the Youth Cup, and you go, hope. Cling to hope, not out of desperation. Let's hope. This is a starting point. I don't trust them, but surely stop making the mistakes and go, what have we done there? What do we do with the academy to bring in the right sort of players? Paul Pogba was not the right sort of player to be at this football club. Other people are not the right sort of people to be at this. Stop signing 30 geriatric strikers.
You know what it all comes down to, though? What Klopp, Guardiola, and before that, obviously Ferguson at United has proved. The most important person at a football club is the manager. You get the manager right and everything else falls out of that. Now, Alex Ferguson, he's sussed out Pogba. To be fair, Jose Mourinho sussed him out, but he wasn't backed because Pogba's an asset, he's worth this money.
He did buy him, but he did.
That's true. But he also sussed him out and he wanted rid of him. Right?
So 2 years too late.
Maybe. But
you should never have bought him.
Maybe not. Days. But what I'm saying is, if Ten Hag comes in and he sees, hopefully Pogba's gone. Any player that, you know, I don't want this player because his attitude's wrong, the club have got to back the manager.
But it's not just about the attitude, is it?
Because he wouldn't survive at Liverpool or City.
I actually think it's that bit mentioned a few times about DNA and patterns and what you want your team to be. So you don't just go out and buy ex-player because, you know, we don't go and buy Haaland because City wanted him.
Well, and that's what we keep doing, don't we?
Which is what we keep doing. We bought Ronaldo. Fred because City wanted him. We get Ronaldo because he'll sell a lot of shirts. Let's look at what it is as a team we're trying to do. What sort of game are we trying to play?
And in a way, what I would rather is, even if it's like Steve, before he didn't go and sign anyone, try and start establishing that way of playing with the current squad.
Yeah.
And then start adding players once it's been established rather than just like buying.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But Nick and Nathan went on a stag do, and what I loved is that one of the blokes didn't know them, so he just said, I can't be arsed finding out your real names, so I'm just going to call you Nick and Nathan, and you Nick and Nathan.
That's what he did. He spent the whole weekend going, Nick or Nathan, it's your turn for the bar, and he'd point at me and he'd be like, it's Nick, and he'd be like, no, I don't care, I don't want
to
know.
There's a love of the week prior to, and this goes back to how sad I felt, satisfaction from other clubs failing, but that apparently the City Real Madrid, the ref blew 9 seconds early, and there will be people waking up in the middle of the night going, what we could have done with those 9 seconds. So that, is there any hates of the week?
Barney, I'm just going to have to say, I can do a lot in my 9 seconds. That's my wife. I don't know what else to say. You've just set that up. I mean, fucking hell. 9 seconds is a long time.
You do well there. 9 seconds.
9 seconds, yeah.
Any hates of the week?
Yeah, you, because you said it for 20 minutes and we've been on for a while here.
Right, sorry. It's just enjoyable.
Not hates of the week, but what I think is really funny with all this City and Liverpool is that people don't understand why you don't want teams to win, why you don't want an English team to win.
Fucking hell. Yeah, do you know what?
And I don't like City, but
do you know what? That's my hate of the week is Gary Neville coming out going, I wanted an all English final.
No, Gary Neville didn't want an all English final. Do you know what?
Actually, trying to promote your
there's been a programme on this week called The Great British Takeaway, and I thought I was really looking forward to it. And I started watching it, and I was expecting like a dirty Donna, but instead it's like fucking butter fried chicken with like oregano sprinklings. That's what I take away.
It's gonna
work out. It's like some fucking greasy meat.
It goes back to 99 where a mate, it was full of the loving because they knew that we were going to do it, and then afterwards, oh yeah, well, United, the way they did it, bollocks, you absolutely as a nation hate it, but because we've done it you have to. And a mate just went, I've got a text, no WhatsApp, saying, going, you fucking twat, I'm absolutely gutted. And I thought, honestly,
I think that's my hate of the week is living in Warrington, mate, because
I can't do Friday anyway.
Eric's football team, all the dads are fucking half scousers and half United, so half of them are planning a night out tomorrow to watch the football. And
I've got so many. We'll go back to the night.
We watched an old
Albert when we were watching games when Maguire got booed. I think he went, Dad, you don't boo a player, do you? You always cheer. And I thought, this is an existential question, but he's got that right. Hate of the week is a memory. When we lived all as a family, the bloke upstairs was like a football spiv, and he knocked on the door, and he did hand a signed thing to us, but he went, yeah, George Best was up all afternoon upstairs with me, and me and Mum were in, and it was like he handed us a thing, but it was like, and probably because we just stalked the hell out of him, this is like, don't go there.
but George Best was in the flat above us all afternoon, and the bloke didn't knock.
Barney, you're, so one, of my favourite, you're one of my favourite people in the world, but your hate of the week is from 1974.
It's about 1983.
Maybe let it go.
No,
like
I think
it's
like
an elephant.
Make like Elsa
and let it go.
Over a pint, people can find an elephant memory I have of not letting things go, which is pretty bad. So I won't repeat it.
I thought hate of the week had to be this week.
You can't let things go. No. Right. So, anyone with a final comment? And McLaren top, because we've got Chockey. Nick.
It's a right one, though. Why would you have McLaren on the back of your shirt?
I'm not going to slag him off.
No, but he's not the best thing since, like, maybe he's just a manager who's coming out of his deck like a supply teacher. And we've sucked the life out of him. They've ignored him, and the players saw him.
And that column,
he's always fucking... But why play the players he's been slagging off?
That's the whole point, though. It's like, and as I keep saying to you, why play the players who haven't been here next season? That's the major thing about it, isn't it? So...
What's your hate of the week, or are you feeling that?
My hate of the week is Gary Neville for turning around saying he wants an All-English final between City and Liverpool. I'm not buying that.
What colours do
you have to try and prolong your political career?
No, on the front, is it pink?
By saying that you want an All-English final to try and appease it for votes. I'm not having that.
At least it's still on. They all used to come off, didn't they?
This is what we were talking about is before, the phone.
Anything to add?
Are you going to wear it then?
I think we're done now.
No, I can't wear it. You think I'm right, not Ben?
Derek Gardner, Digger, your book is
Digger's Journey
on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Now tell me about your holy trinity.
My old trinity would be the 50s of Billy Whelan, Tommy Taylor and Dennis Violet.
So what did Billy Whelan offer the team?
Billy Whelan was slow, but what a pair of legs he had. He could beat a man without moving sort of style, and he could score goals from any distance. Tommy Taylor had three assets, his head, his right foot and his left foot.
What were snake kicks like, Eddie Coleman?
Eddie Coleman, he could send the crowd one way and he'd go the other. He was just brilliant. Duncan Edwards was just outstanding. The defence of Wood, Folks and Byrne. Although Wood and Folks weren't world-class pieces, to play together was marvellous. In fact, they played for England on two occasions, the three of them. Roger Byrne started on United's left wing. He scored 11 goals in about 11 games. And Busby realised he wanted a fullback and he played him at left fullback. He didn't like it at first, Roger. But he then became the best left back in the world as far as I was concerned. And that forward line, he got Johnny Berry from Birmingham for 20 odd thousand. The reason he bought him, because the year before, he knocked us out of the cup. Birmingham beat us 2-0. And Johnny Berry was brilliant, and Busby realised he needed a right winger because he had a left winger with David Payne. He had a right winger, Kenny Morgans, but he was still like 12 months behind when he played him. Even Bobby Charlton couldn't get his place then. You know, Bobby Charlton, that 56-57 season, he played 24 players. Three of them played 50 odd games. The team what I mentioned, Wood, Folks, Byrne, Coleman, Jones, Edwards, Berry, Whelan, Taylor, Ballot and Peg, they played together at least 41 times. Charlton played about 10, Kenny Morgan's a few, Jeff Bent a few, Will McGuinness a few, Jackie Blanfell a few, you know, and the goalie would miss three games. And his standings were Gordon Clayton, he played twice, and a lad called Tony Oxford, he played once. Both the league goalkeepers, but Ray Wood was a shot stopper.
I could literally listen to you forever. What was it like growing up as a Manchester boy?
A Manchester boy, well...
What year were you born, if you don't mind?
I was born in 1939. My dad went in the army. I've seen him twice in the first 6 years of my birth, since my birth. And the day he was demobbed, that year, he was a big Man United fan. He took me on my 7th birthday, 28th of September 1946, as a birthday present, he took me to see United at Main Road. Because he played at Main Road then.
Because it was bombed out.
It bombed.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, I can see the game now. We won 5-2, Jack Rowley scored 2, Johnny Allen scored 2, and a lad called Billy Wrigglesworth scored 1. Now, I used to call him Billy Wigglesworth, and it used to make your dad laugh. His name was Wrigglesworth. And from then, My dad took me to about six games at Main Road, but it was getting too much for him because the crowds were big. So he started taking me to Old Trafford where the reserves played. So we watched the reserves.
Can you remember those, obviously by the book, but can you remember going to games, what it felt like?
I certainly can, yeah. We used to get two buses. The first game, I'd never been on two buses in my life. You know, I'd never been further than Colliers. I got to Main Road. And then from then, I used to, when I was 10, 11, my dad used to let me go. If he couldn't go, he'd let me go to Old Trafford on my own at 11. But you could do it then. There was never any trouble anywhere. You were going to away games. You stood with all the Liverpool fans, the Arsenal fans.
You are in demand. Yeah. I've asked you the game. What's your one United goal?
What do you mean?
The goal scorer.
I see what you mean.
So like Norm for me in 85.
Oh yeah.
One goal.
The goal, what I can remember most was the winning goal against Bilbao. United had to win by 3-0 to get through, or 4-1. And I remember Tommy Taylor, we got the ball, and I was stood near Tom, although I didn't know it. And we watched him, and Tommy Taylor, it was on the right wing for them, for some reason, and Johnny Beddy had gone into the middle. Tommy Taylor got the ball on the halfway line, he ran down, and he seen Johnny Beddy running up, and he crossed the ball, and from about 6 yards, Beddy hit it on the volley. Well, the crowd went absolutely berserk. They reckoned he heard shouting in Oldham. I don't know how true that is. You know, that was absolutely, you know, look, brilliant.
Thank you, Dave.
There was two goals for me.
Well, introduce yourself.
Raymond Finn. Two goals for me. What I've watched. Norman Whiteside, like you said earlier on. And Eric in the final.
'96.
Absolutely quality.
It's the fact.
Let's listen to it.
Excellent. Lovely.
Isn't it? Hey, it's nice, Tom, to see you, fella.
And Tom, if you don't mind, I'm sorry, to one goal, one Manchester United goal.
What, me?
Yeah.
Johnny Berry against Bilbao. 1957.
Same one.
Yeah, the one that that won the time, took them through to the first semi-final against Real Madrid. Tommy Taylor's final game, and the one that he laid the goal on, you know.
Can I say, if I could kiss you a thousand times,
right? Glory, glory, Man United. Thank you, Tommy. Really,